Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This is Christmas coming up here. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and so naturally this week we'll be looking at the Christmas story. And as I introduced it yesterday, we'll be looking at how the coming of Jesus into our world represented the coming of help, and the very kind of help we needed most in this world. Like when the paramedics arrive on a scene and everybody breathes a sigh of relief and steps back, when Jesus arrived in our world, we finally got the help we needed and could step back from trying to fix the world ourselves and recognize that Jesus represented the kind of help we needed. We're going to hear some of that story today and through this week.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
So it's clear in the story that God is up to something amazing. This isn't the regular set of circumstances. This isn't a normal birth. This isn't a normal pregnancy. This isn't a normal engagement. Mary and Joseph were engaged. It's a little different from engagements today. They were betrothed. There was a plan for them to marry. Joseph was making the necessary preparations to prepare a home and just get ready to be married. And they were not, definitely not, to have intercourse during that time. The Bible's very clear. She was a virgin. Yes, that can mean a range of things. It could just simply mean a young woman, since a young married woman was assumed to be a virgin as well. But that word is used very intentionally here, over and over again. She was a virgin. They're making it clear that this was a unique, powerful, wonderful experience. This was not the normal course of events. God was doing something very different and special in Jesus. Now, when the angel first told her what was happening, like Zechariah that we studied last week, she doubted it as well. Said, "How can this be? This doesn't make sense. I'm a virgin. Biologically, not possible." But God, through his angel, said, "We're not too worried about that. This is happening. This is God's plan. It's not bound by biology." The fact that Mary had a virgin birth doesn't mean that Christians don't believe in science. It means they believe that God created science and uses science how he wishes and can circumvent the natural order of our world when he wishes. And that's exactly what he did here. We all know how babies are normally made, at least most of us. I hope you know. But either way, it's clear here that God is doing something different. This isn't meant to represent the normal course of events and something that's possible under normal circumstances. This was incredible and miraculous. So Mary was a great example here of faith. God gives her this incredible job to do, this huge challenge that's going to be scary, that's going to make her look like an outcast in her society. She's got this huge task ahead of her, and yet she takes it on with grace and humility. She accepts the huge responsibility God has given her and travels to go see her cousin, who is going to have John the Baptist. These two women, both having these miraculous children who are going to change the world, met up together and basically confirmed what was happening in each other's lives, that God was up to something incredible. This wasn't just a mistake, this wasn't just their imagination, but God was doing something amazing through them and their sons. Would have been just like a final confirmation for Mary. When Elizabeth told her who this child was going to be inside her, it must have been incredible for her to realize this is actually happening. It's not just me. I didn't just dream about an angel happening. This is happening for real. God is coming. God is here in Mary, ready to be born into this world. What an incredible moment in history. Well, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, hear some more of the story. But in the meantime, here's a question for you to explore with some family, friends, colleagues, or fellow commuters. How is Mary's faith shown in this story? How would you have reacted in contrast to Mary? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.